Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to State of the Arts with Michael Sterling and Andrew David James, only on LA Talk Radio.
And that you would be on this rather gloomy October 27th here in Los Angeles.
It's going to be a crazy day today, isn't it, Michael? I can tell. We got two amazing guests here already, but the aura of Sherman Oaks, California on today, I'm telling you, it's going to be a crazy one. I can feel it.
As we creep into the weekend and Halloween.
That's right. We have a little spooky ghost action going on.
I think so.
Yeah.
So, shall we thank our sponsors?
Do we have sponsors for this show? We're big time now. Man, I will take that. Let's do it.
We'd like to thank our sponsor, Breakdown Services, the entertainment industry standard used around the world, providing the most professional means to reach talent agents as well as actors when casting a project. To learn more about Breakdown Services, visit BreakdownExpress.com.
We'd also like to acknowledge PerformingArtsLive.com, one of the Internet's most prominent listing sources for the live arts in Southern California. We're grateful to Performing Arts Live for lending their support to State of the Arts.
We certainly are. And Andrew, State of the Arts gets a double dose of class today.
That's right.
Class and double dose of beauty.
That's right. No doubt about that, Michael. In fact, I'm a little worried that maybe I'm not supposed to be here today. Should I go ahead and leave?
Well, you could have at least worn a tux, I think.
You're right.
Given the circumstances.
I should have done that, Michael. In fact, today we have in studio the beautiful and talented Renee Moreno.
Yes, we do.
And no applause,
and
apparently.
No applause.
What happened? There she is.
There you are.
Her fans are a little slow on the uptake. They usually expect her to get a 10-minute intro because she is so amazing.
They just arrived from the East
Coast. That's right. They were coming in. They flew in today.
Yeah. And we also have the equally beautiful and equally talented Jackie Brennanman.
That's right. Where are her fans? Are they coming in? Oh, there they are, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh! Unbelievable. Wow. She's local.
So, yeah. They didn't have their coffee this morning.
Welcome, ladies. Thank you for being in studio with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
You guys are absolutely amazing. We're so grateful that you're here for here with us today. Obviously, Michael, we're going to talk to both of them in a moment. But before we do, I want to know, how was your weekend?
Okay. You know, this past weekend was kind of quiet. I've had computer problems. And you know, when you have computer problems, your whole kind of mental state is ruined because you have to deal with technicians that are in some other part of the world. At least that's the company I've been dealing with is located in India, as so many of them are. And you're virtually on the computer for, you know, 3 or 4 hours because you have to be in front of it to watch what they're doing because they take control of it. So I started that process only to find out that I wasn't even speaking to the people who were the company that I've been paying to because the company I've been paying on an advance of 3 years went out of business.
Wow. They never told you?
They never told anybody.
Oh, so they were just putting that money in an account somewhere?
They had like
a
million.
Good thing you got a lawyer here.
Like a million and a half customers has gone out or something like that. It's crazy. And this explanation was given to me during this phone call.
There's got to be like a lawsuit there somewhere, right?
I'm not sure.
That's just
I'm
insane.
Not sure, but, you know.
I got the class action tingles.
It's a big company called iYogi, and that went under, and it apparently was, I know that it was, the fellows, you know, when they get you on the phone, they want to sell you stuff, too, in the process, but I understand that's a part of their thing, and it's up to me to whether I buy it or I don't buy it, but I actually did buy two programs, and because they said that it had to be done either through them or through elsewhere, and theirs would be less expensive, and blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
So that's how I spent my whole weekend trying to deal with that, only to come to realize that I now have to just kind of dump my computer completely, have everything transferred to a new computer, which I think I'm getting tomorrow.
Well, I've been hearing that
so
about
phones
as well.
So thanks for asking.
Well, yeah, it sounds like it's a week to forget. And the fact that there's no theater mixed in with all that trouble just makes it even worse, doesn't
it? No, I had to pull out of the one show that I was going to see, which was at the Cabrillo Music Theater.
Of course.
And Evita, and starring Cassandra Murphy, and I wanted to see her. She's a friend, and our friend Mark Ginsburg. So
that's right. You missed a couple of amazing performances there as well. So
how was your weekend?
It was good, better than yours.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, though, it's strange. I think that this time of year, you know, I normally direct Dark Heart of Poe this time of year.
And that's right.
First year in 5 years where I haven't directed that show, and it's a series of events over and over, like we were talking about before the show, how it seems like this time of year the creepy things start happening. Even today we had computer problems and all kinds of craziness here too. So
I know.
I've had a friend whose iPhone has stopped working on him completely, and he's since gotten a new phone, but I get random messages from him throughout the day that he's not
that
sending.
Is freaky.
Right? And it's just like, it's like ghost messages. And it's so strange because I'll call him. I'll be like, hey, is this for real? He'll be like, nope, it's just doing that. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
It's actual text? Like it's
well,
real
it's
things?
Text, but it's like emojis. And so it's kind of like he'll get a couple of letters and you're trying, because normally I make spelling mistakes in my text anyway. So you're reading and you're trying to do translation like we all
course,
have to do on
yeah.
these. And you're like, what does he mean by, no, this has to be a fake one. But occasionally he'll send me a real one. And so I've asked him now to put in, you know, his name or something, or hey, this is real or whatever.
Yeah, this is me.
Something legible.
I'm
that's
not
exactly.
having a stroke. Also,
yeah, exactly.
Do you think it's because of the new update with iPhone?
I've heard
which
people
I
say
think
that.
Is terrible.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say that. I don't know. I mean, to be honest, I can barely get mine turned on in the morning when I wake up. I'm like, okay, what's going on here? But it's technology all across the board. I don't know if operating systems are having a hard time communicating, but I had another friend who lost her computer this weekend. She said the hard drive just crashed. It was a Mac, and it just crashed. And she was very grateful that it was just her hard drive, though. She thought everything was fried, so it's like a $120 fix instead of a $1,300 fix.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I thought Mercury was not in retrograde
right?
anymore.
Well,
what
I don't
happened?
Know. We may have sent it there with what's
yeah,
going on
I
here.
Scorpio season, and you know how Scorpios
yeah.
can be.
Michael, oof. I tell you, I walked in this to the studio today, and these two lovely young ladies showed up, and I could feel that energy. We're going to have a good show today.
Woo!
Yeah? It's
going to
be
ready.
A fun one today. It was so interesting to see. This time of year is so much fun. But one of the things that always punctuates it for me is how many companies are digging into the heart of their season. Some great theater going on out there, and I think these two shows we're going to talk about today are a great part of that, yeah?
Yes, they are.
Shall we introduce our first guest?
I think so.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next guest will be performing her one-woman show, I Am Me Because of Three, on Monday, November 7th, 2016, at Sterling's Upstairs at the Federal. She was last seen in the iconic role of Carmen Miranda in the musical I Only Have Eyes for You, in the heart of Los Angeles at the Montalban Theater, a beautiful theater that we love here on State of the Arts.
Yes, we do.
A rising star in the film industry, she played Mary Delgado in Clint Eastwood's film Jersey Boys, opposite another of our favorites, John Lloyd Young, of course,
mm-hmm.
and has been featured in People.com's One to Watch. Ones to Watch, yes, and numerous other industry publications, of course, as well. She has starred on Fox's Weird Loners, which they named after my high school career, I think. Is that correct?
I could yes, be wrong. Yes, that is correct. How'd you know?
That's right. And graced Broadway's stage in West Side Story, Jersey Boys, Chaplin, and Wonderland. In Los Angeles here, her new show, I Am Me Because of Three, was performed last year to packed houses and received glowing reviews. She received her Bachelor of Arts degree in theater and speech from Wagner College and is a Cher sister member of Cher Inc. Is that correct?
Cher Inc.
Cher
that's
Inc.
right.
Wow.
Yes.
Which is a non-profit philanthropic organization composed of women who are passionately dedicated and committed to raising funds for the developmentally disabled, abused, and neglected children, as well as medical research for all forms of developmental disabilities. She's a philanthropist, a performer, and truly a remarkable woman who we are thrilled to have on the show today here on State of the Arts. Please welcome the beautiful, the talented, Renee Moreno.
Marino.
Over here.
Marino.
Not like Andy, I thought
Moreno,
we were friends.
Right? I know. Well, we're going to have to take it back. So we're going to have to go back to Andrew now. It's unfortunate.
I know. It's back to Andrew.
Can I tell you, I've got a buddy who is from the Moreno sheep family. There was apparently people that they named the sheep after. And so I say Moreno no matter what. But it's Marino as in Dan Marino?
As in Dan Marino.
Can you throw a football?
Slightly.
She's like, I will.
Slightly, I will. If you need me to.
Well, Renee, it is great to have you here. I got to tell you, I loved your performance in Jersey Boys.
Thank
it
you so much.
It was so fantastic.
Thank you.
And not only that, but some of the philanthropy you're involved with is so important and so rare to have a group of people who can get together and do that while trying to operate careers. What's that been like for you?
It's been wonderful. You know, I've always been a person who feels that it is so important to just remain very well-rounded in your
right.
life, you know, which is actually why when it was time for me to choose a college, I chose Wagner College because it is liberal arts, and I still wanted my regular credits besides all of my theater classes, because it is important, you know, for me to just be, you know, a presence in the world and, you know,
yeah.
take part in charities and what's really important besides the arts. So
wow.
it's been great. It's been really great. And especially for me being pretty new to Los Angeles. I guess I'm still new, right? It's
what,
going
how many
to be
years now?
Well, it'll be 3 years in January.
Your old hat.
Oh,
girl,
you're a native after 6 months.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey.
As long as you know where the 405 alternate streets are, if you can figure out what parallels the 405, you're in good shape. So,
ooh, thank God for GPS.
She says, maybe not. Well, I tell you, I was reading up on you a little bit and kind of looking at some of this work you're doing, and I want to take a second here to say that the place you're performing at coming up here in November is one of my favorite venues in Los Angeles, not only because it's run by my dear friend Michael Sterling, but because it really is the only cabaret where you can go and see a full-fledged show just like people used to do all over New York.
Yes.
It's a real treasure in Los Angeles. Have you enjoyed performing in that space?
Actually, this is going to be my debut, so I am super excited.
She's
because
been
I,
a guest before.
Yes.
I see. Now, what were you promoting when you were here last time?
I was promoting Damn Yankees at Cabrillo Music
That's
Theater,
right.
where
Amazing.
I played Lola.
You know Ray Mastrovito then?
Of course.
Of course, a great friend. That's, I bet you guys got along.
Of course. Oh, my goodness. Love him.
And one of our stage star alum, Travis Leland, played opposite her. He played...
my Joe.
Yes, her Joe,
wow.
the young Joe.
Yep.
Joe Hardy. So, you know what, Marie.
See, I told you, it's that. It's
you guys, it's something in the air.
Miss Marino.
That's
Can
right.
I just,
what I'm
it's so
call
funny.
It.
Everyone, from since I was in high school, for some reason, I think I have the easiest last name, right? Renee Marino.
Right.
Right. Can't really mess it up, right?
Yeah,
Andy?
You watch me try.
But for some reason, people, I think they just assume it's something else. So my high school principal, his last name was Martino. And one day he calls me to the principal's office, not because I was in trouble. I was a very good student.
Of course, or at least that's what we'll say now.
I was president of the National Honor Society, okay, Andy? And he calls me and he's like, Renee Marinaro. And I'm like, you have to be kidding me. I get to the office and I say, Mr. Martino, are you serious? We have the same last name minus a T. How do you mess that one up? He's like, oh I'm sorry.
Well, I tell you, obviously on the radio here, we say a lot of names and I've messed up my share. The worst is when you mess up your own name. I went to introduce myself the other day and I called myself David Andrew James, and I thought, okay, that's I've only had 38 years of experience. You'd think I'd get that one right.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's like, it's so funny because you get talking and your brain starts going that one step ahead.
Yep.
And you got so many things. It's like we were talking about life in Los Angeles just starts going and going. It's hard to slow down now.
Yeah.
These days,
I think as a whole, people are busier than ever with so many different kinds of responsibilities that, you know, have just crept into our daily lives. And
Absolutely.
You have to kind of keep up with it. So it's a taxing lifetime, I think, that we're in.
From now on, whenever I mess up my own name, which I assume will happen frequently from here on out, because I ain't getting any younger, folks. So, but I'm just going to say, oh, that's my stage name.
I want to ask Renee, because I loved her in the movie, too. I mean, she did a spectacular job for being...
Weren't you a little jealous of John Lloyd Young? You're like, really? Come
on. Well, I don't know. You know, I mean, she was a tough cookie, Mary Delgado.
That's true. No, that's
she
true.
Was.
That's true. You're absolutely
she
right.
She had... stuff. She did indeed. But there's a beautiful story that I heard you tell one other time on one of your interviews for the film.
Yes.
And it was how you actually landed the job.
Yeah. This is actually my favorite story, and I love sharing this, especially when I teach, you know, kids in master classes or, you know, any time I can reach out to our youth. So I was playing the role of Mary on Broadway, and I'd been hearing that they're auditioning for the film. And in all honesty, at first I was like, oh, you know, they're going to hire these A-list actresses, especially for the role of Mary. So didn't think much of it until I started hearing that they were calling people in from our cast to audition. And I was like, oh, okay. So I had spoken to my agent back then and said, listen, I would love to get an appointment for the film. I don't care if it's, you know, I'm a tree in one of the scenes, but, you know, it would just be so incredible to be a part of. And especially for me, I have such a connection with the show. I'm really from New Jersey. This storyline takes place literally a mile from where I grew up. So, you know, it's very close to home for me. And, you know, my agent, we'd been in communication. She said, okay, Renee, I've been talking to them. Now they want to see more materials on you. And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm currently playing the role of Mary on Broadway. That next week, Clint Eastwood comes to our show.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Talk about seeing him in the audience for the first time. Woo! But it was a great show. You know, John and I had a great show. We met Clint very briefly after. He was very sweet.
Now, had John been cast at this point?
I don't know. That's a good question. He may have been, but I don't think he was yet either.
It's the first good question I've ever asked on radio.
Yeah, very good. Kudos to you.
I studied it for a week.
So, I go back to my agent and I'm like, okay, Now Clint saw me. So unless Clint Eastwood himself said, I don't want to see this girl, like, something's wrong, you know.
Right.
Because they put out a breakdown for the role of Mary. So I'm like, okay, if ever in my career I'm going to get an appointment for something, this has to be it. No.
Wow.
She calls me back and she said, Renee, they will only see you for one of the angels. So at this point, I'm like, you know what? Okay. All right. I'm going in. There's nothing else I can do. I go in the day for the audition, and the casting director, Jeffrey McClatt, who's just so wonderful, he and I were talking about, you know, the show. He had seen the show the night before, and he was like, we just loved it so much. And I'm talking about how I'm from New Jersey, and he said, okay, so would you like to sing My Boyfriend's Back first or do the scene? And I said, you know, Jeff, I got to be honest with you. I was really hoping to come in and read for the role of Mary Delgado.
Good for you.
Wow. You know, it was just such a, it was that feeling inside me where I was like, I can't let this go by right. without me yeah. just feeling like I had the chance. And yeah. he looked at me and he goes, I was just thinking the same thing. And I was like, oh my God, okay. And he's like, so would you like to come back another day? I was like, no, I'm doing it now. Nope. He's like, so go ahead. You can sing My Boyfriend's Back. Still do that. So I sang the song, did the scene for the angels, and then went into the hallway for like a half hour, took some time, went through the scenes, came back, auditioned. And honestly, you guys, I just felt so grateful that day that I got the chance. Mm. And I remember leaving there feeling so happy. And then I was at my home in New Jersey that I grew up in 2 weeks later, about to leave for my brother's wedding with my mom, my dad, and my grandmother, and my agent calls, and she said, you're Mary Delgado in the movie. Clint Eastwood loved you. And I'm like, screaming. So, yeah, it was such a whirlwind, and I just think it's such a good story for people in our business to hear because, you know, so often we think we just have to rely on our representation.
Yeah.
You know, we always have to depend on everyone else, and it's like, no. Sometimes, in certain situations like this one, when you feel something so deeply, you do have to take your career into your own hands and, you know, just kind of give it up and say, all right, what do I have to lose?
Yeah. Well, that story turns out a lot worse if you don't get the role.
Yeah.
And I said it and I did it and then I blew the audition and couldn't remember any of the lines. Doesn't work out
well,
near as
well.
Well,
you know, Andy, so. I think one other important part of the story is that cut to me filming, me being on the set that first day and, again, I'd never doing a TV show or film before.
Right.
And, you know, Clint was just so loving. And he was like, you know, I got to be honest with you. I went around to all the different casts, but nobody was in your class.
Wow.
And then you came in and put yourself on tape, and it was the icing on the cake. And I'm like trying to hold back tears because I'm like, this is so surreal. You know, this legend is saying this to me.
Wow.
Still, I'm thinking, how did I get an appointment? So then a few weeks later, oh, I sure did. We're having lunch one day, him, myself, Rob Lorenz, the producer, and they're talking about how, oh, Clint knew that he wanted you for the role when he saw you in the show.
What?
And I said, well, do you guys want to hear a funny story? I couldn't even get an appointment for the role. And they're like, wait, what?
Wow.
Long story short, come to find out, it just was, you know, a simple mistake, not so simple.
Right.
But, you know, a casting assistant possibly just kind of dropped the ball, was dealing with a few different films at once, and just, I guess, things got lost in
that
the shuffle somehow.
A lot. Yeah.
You know, so it's just, again, it could be just a simple mistake like that that could allow you to miss your chance. But I didn't want to let that happen.
No, good for you. Because Mary Delgado would not have let that
she
happen.
She would not that's have let
right.
that happen.
You had it there. Well, I think that speaks so importantly to so many of the young people who are listening today who go in nervous and worried and so desperate to try to get the job
yeah.
that they forget to be who they are.
Of course.
And I think by being who you were,
that's most important.
Perfect for that
yes.
part. Absolutely.
Yes.
So, Renee, and I know Andrew wants to know this too. You know, we talk about concerts, intimate concerts in cabaret because of what I do here at the Federal, and I'm fascinated by the title of your
thank you
yes every concert.
I tried to get it to change it to four.
We were just
you wanted in the act.
I wanted in the act, but I wouldn't get included. Can you tell us a story about that?
Absolutely. So it's funny that you say that. I hear that a lot, and that's kind of what I love about it. Many people are like,
of course.
oh, we love this title. What does it mean? So, you know, it's a good conversation starter. And what it means is I am who I am because of the three people who shaped me, which is my father, my mother, and my grandmother.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
But... yes, who lived with me and my brother from the day we were born. So, you know, it was such a blessing. It was kind of like having three parents.
Yeah.
And that title came out of, you know, when I was writing the show, I sat there one day. I'm a big writer. I journal all the time, and you know, writing is my other passion. And I was knew that this was the theme of my show, but I kind of needed to get back to what I really wanted to say. And I just kind of let myself free write a little bit. And in that free writing about these three wonderful people in my life, that was just the title that came out of my journal entry. Wow. And I was like, oh my God, I think this is it. You know, and that's where it came from.
It's great. It's a great title. Ladies and gentlemen, we are, of course, talking to the beautiful Renee Marino today here in studio on State of the Arts about her upcoming show. And can you tell us the title again just so everybody
yes,
can hear it?
Yes, I Am Me Because of Three.
I Am Me Because of Three. What a beautiful title. And that is performing on set on November 7th, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Just one night only.
One night only.
Sterling's upstairs at the Federal, which we should talk about the Federal real quick here. If you haven't been to the Federal Bar and Grill, get out there because their drink menu is amazing, their restaurant food is great, and upstairs is a charming, intimate, and really very comfortable performance space, which seats about how many, Michael?
A little over 100.
Okay. Yeah. So people can get tickets, obviously, by calling 800-838-3006, extension 1. Mm-hmm. But they could obviously just Google the Federal Bar and Grill, Sterling's
well,
upstairs.
They need to go to brownpapertickets.com to get the tickets, or that telephone number which you just gave, which belongs to Brown Paper Tickets.
Wonderful.
But the cool thing about the number is it's open 24/7. You
That's
actually
great.
Get a live... you know, live assistance from a customer service rep. And so there's no excuse for not buying a ticket.
Right. Yeah. Let's give that number one more time just so people can have that. Again, this is for Renee Marino's performance of I Am Me
Because of three.
What a great, great title. 800-838-3006. And that's extension 1. That's Brown Paper Tickets. I want to know, and I think this, I'm sure you get asked this a lot, but with your philanthropy and all that sort of thing, how do you balance your life and your work? Where do you draw that line of saying, this is something that I'm going to do for what I want to give to the world, and this is something I want to do for my career to kind of focus on that? Where does that line come in?
Well, that is definitely a tough line, especially for myself, because I am the kind of person I want to be in a million places at once, and I will if I can be, but then, you know, I sometimes run myself into the ground. But that is definitely a constant battle for me, which is why I meditate a lot, which helps. But
does it really help?
You know, it really does, Michael. And I actually, my husband and I have just recently started transcendental meditation, which we absolutely love.
Yeah.
And it's just wonderful. It just kind of gets you back to that place of being centered and just being like, it's all good.
Yeah.
You know, nothing's that big of a deal. You know, you'll get to it, you'll be there, because I tend to, you know, think like, oh my goodness, if I don't do this one thing, and it shouldn't be like that. And I think it's important to just remember that as long as you do everything with love,
yeah,
and what you're doing, you're enjoying, that just makes all the difference. Because if, and I know this from experience, if you're just going all different places and the whole time you're stressed out, it's like, well, you know what? You're better off staying home.
That's right.
Because you're not really helping the people around you. So I think it just really is about taking, you know, that breath, especially when you start your day in the morning, and being like, okay, what is most important to get done today? And I'm just going to do my best.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, the transcendental meditation has become so popular these days, but it's been around forever. I mean, people
yeah.
have been using this for thousands of years and in different forms, too.
Yes.
I read something the other day that said every culture has a form of that kind of meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called different things, of course, but it really is something that human history has said is so necessary
yeah.
to really feel successful.
I like the part
confident.
About being able to self-levitate.
I haven't
so
gotten to that point.
Has that worked for you, Michael? Michael does the entire show without his backside touching the chair.
Yes.
So amazing.
So, Andy, may I just say for all the wonderful listeners out there, for my show, if you guys just really want to have a nice, fun, enjoyable night before the election, you need to just come see the show because, you know, the way we created this show, it really is for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, for all ages, all backgrounds. It's very all-inclusive, which is how I am. That's I don't fantastic. Discriminate against no one. So it's just, it's enjoyable
Can
for everyone.
Can you be our next president?
Yes. Yes. This is why I'm actually here today. But no, you know, the songs that I sing are from all different genres, all different styles. So, you know, no matter what age you are, there's going to be a song in there that you connect with. And it's just a really good balance of talking about my personal life and my career.
Yeah.
So I just, my hope is that the audience leaves there on that night and they just feel like they have a really good grasp of who Renee Marino is.
We are talking to Renee Marino today. She just said it.
You know why you're getting this confused? Because it's Rita Moreno.
No, that's totally, you're absolutely
that's
right. And my buddy doesn't
happening.
Help at all. But the beautiful Renee Marino today talking about her show, which is going up at Sterling's upstairs at the Federal. And this is coming on one performance only, November 7th. That's Monday night, November 7th. A lot of theaters are dark on Monday night.
That's
right.
Beautiful.
Take
not this
yeah.
one.
Get
not
out
this.
There and go see a show, and you've got one chance to see this.
And actually, you know what? I think people, as she said it, come and have a really great evening yeah. of music with an extraordinary talent, because we've had enough about this
yes.
election.
That's right.
And
which is
going to
happen.
Yep.
I can promise you that, I mean, just from what we're seeing here today, your composure and your grace, of course, which I'm sure come through on the stage as well, but that is the kind of thing that you need to get through anything, and certainly
yes,
election
100%.
Stress or anything else. But you stop, you slow down, and you enjoy a performance like that. We encourage you to visit brownpapertickets.com, and you can just type in the name of the show, or I would assume the name of the performer as well. Can we type in
yep.
Renee Marino?
And lots of different
yes.
ways to find
yeah.
it, yeah.
As long as you say Renee Marino.
That's right.
You may get a totally different show, but as long as they buy a ticket for your show, we're
yes.
in good shape. So.
Yes.
We're talking about a number two. The phone number for Brown Paper Tickets is 800-838-3006, extension 1. This is a great opportunity to see a really
yeah.
fun performer and a great show.
Yeah, and we have some other opportunities that we're going to talk to you right now in our, about in our live arts calendar.
Renee, will you hang around with us for a little more?
Absolutely.
Good, because we locked the door. You guys ain't getting
yeah,
out.
You're not, you're
out.
You're
not
well,
leaving.
I need her now. She's like therapy to me. I'm
yeah.
taking in all these things, by the way.
We're going to do a quick live arts calendar, then we'll come back and meet our next amazing guest. Musical Theater West presents Broadway's smash hit musical Memphis at the Carpenter Performing Arts Center October 21st through November 6th. The winner of 4 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, this is filled with roof-raising rock and roll, high-octane dance, and is an extraordinary tale of fame and forbidden love.
Inspired by actual events, Memphis is a story of a cultural revolution that erupted in the 1950s in the segregated underground nightclubs, radio stations, and recording studios of Memphis, Tennessee, when Huey Calhoun, a rebellious DJ with a passion for R&B, discovers Felicia Farrell and up-and-coming black singer in a club on Beale Street. They pursue a romantic and professional relationship, defying their place in society and in music. As their careers rise, they are challenged by personal ambition and the pressures of a segregated world.
When Memphis opened on Broadway in 2009, audiences and critics went wild for this high-octane musical. The New York Times says composer David Bryan evokes the powerhouse funk of James Brown and hot guitar riffs of Chuck Berry, the smooth harmonies of The Temptation, the silken, bouncy pop of the great girl groups of the period. The New York Post raved of such thrills Broadway is made. The New York Daily News says it's nice to know that a musical can actually surprise you. Memphis wins over audiences with its sheer enthusiasm and exuberant performances.
Awards followed the critical acclaim. Memphis earned a total of 9 Tony nominations, winning 4 of the top categories, and 7 Drama Desk Award nominations, taking home the awards for Best Musical, Outstanding Book of a Musical, Outstanding Music, and Outstanding Actress. When the production moved to London, the show garnered an additional 9 Laurence Olivier Awards and the awards for Best New Musical, Best Theater Choreographer, and Best Sound Design. This production by Musical Theater West is sure to be a hit. For tickets, call 562-856-1999, extension 4, or visit them on the web. Musical Theater West is located at 6200 East Atherton Street in the beautiful city of Long Beach, on the campus of Cal State Long Beach. Performances run now through Sunday, November 6th, and tickets start as low as $20. Can't beat that.
That's right. Michael, have you had a chance? Obviously, this musical hasn't opened yet, but have you seen Memphis and other
productions? I have seen the national tour of it when
yeah.
it came through Los Angeles. And, you know, Musical Theater West is a very high-end production company,
yeah.
and they have done beautiful work for many, many, many years here.
Yeah.
So
I grew up in a small town very near there, and it was interesting to see how pivotal Memphis Memphis was in music history. I mean, what it did for performers who had no other outlets, Sun Records, all these amazing things that happened through there. And you realize that Memphis really was, I mean, it was a hotbed of artistic endeavors. And it's great to see that captured on stage.
You know, my client of many, many years, Scott Hamilton, the Olympic champion figure skater, is from Tennessee. He's not from Tennessee. He lives in Tennessee, right outside of Nashville, actually.
Where my little brother lives.
Yes, and has brought up his children there and adopted two children from another country and brought them into his life. And his
Does he want
life.
Two more? He can have mine.
Maybe.
They're available for
you
sale
know,
or rent.
I can ask him. But he was part of my weekend, which I didn't discuss earlier. It just occurred to me, and I did want to give a shout-out to Scott. This is one of the most amazing men on the planet. He is such a lovely human being and such a great spirit. And unfortunately, his brain tumor has come back again, so for the third time. And you know what? Our three-hour lunch, we talked about a lot of things, but his take on all of this is very much like transcendental.
Yeah.
Transcendental, right?
Transcendental,
yes.
Yep.
Meditation. He is that kind of low-key guy. To him, it's just another little hiccup that he just needs to figure out now how he's going to let it happen.
Wow.
And that's so beautiful.
Because there was a lot of, response from the country. He appeared on the Today Show and announced this formally, and then People Magazine and ABC News. And everybody started climbing all over it. So, but God bless him, and I know that he'll get through this just like he's done everything else, all these other challenges.
Obviously, our thoughts and prayers go out to him, and what an amazing man to have on this planet. Let's hope very good things happen with that.
Joining us now, ladies and gentlemen, is an award-winning singer who has performed on stages across the globe, including Carnegie Hall and Lincoln Center in New York and the Million Dollar Theater here in Los Angeles. Some recent roles in the Los Angeles area include Babe Williams in The Pajama Game, Maria Von Trapp in The Sound of Music, Marion Peru in The Music Man, Charity in Sweet Charity, Roxy Hart in Chicago, and Florence in Chess. She has extensive performing, directing, writing, and coaching experience and is herself a graduate of New York University, where she studied in the prestigious CAP 21 musical theater program. She is a co-founder of Conundrum Theater Company based in Los Angeles, and she joins us today to discuss an exciting new project. Give it up for Jackie Bredeman.
There's those fans going.
That beefed up kind of bio. Wow, I sound fancy.
Michael, I got to tell you, I walked into the studio today and both these young ladies came in shortly thereafter, and I could feel that energy of what a fun performer you are, obviously, both of you. But it was very funny to sit there and talk and realize, man, it's so nice to meet cool people in this industry, isn't it? People who go through anything, who will continue trying everything. Can you tell us how you're doing? Are you happy and excited about this amazing new production coming up?
You guys, I am so terrified.
First of all, we need to say what it is.
Oh, right. It's Funny Girl.
Yes.
Right? And so I am playing Fanny Bryce, which there's kind of a legendary Barbara curse over this production. So it's never been revived on Broadway. It was supposed to be revived a few years ago with Lauren Ambrose, and a bunch of the backers backed out.
Because they were waiting for you, right?
Right. Yes, of course. Yeah, sure. Jackie Brenneman. There we go. That's the one. But no, so I... you know, we've been talking with Conundrum. We want, our whole mission was to do these musicals that rarely get done for a number of reasons. And of course, one of the reasons Funny Girl never gets done is this issue. And when it does get done, it's funny. You look it up on YouTube or whatever, but it's like they use the exact same costumes, the exact same Barbara Streisand accent, the exact same sets as they did in the Broadway version. So of course, it's hard to escape the comparisons. So we wanted to do a revival that was nothing really like that, you know, with a Fanny Bryce that was more, channeled more the original Fanny Bryce, who didn't have Barbara Streisand's accent, and who would throw in some Yiddish here and there, but who actually didn't speak Yiddish. She said she spoke no more than 10 words of Jewish, what she said. And she said a person should speak one language and speak it well, and that's it. And she grew up not even in a Jewish neighborhood. It was more Irish. But anyway, so we are trying to do this really scaled-down production. We've been talking about it for 2 years, and I was fine with the idea while we were talking about it. But now that it's actually happening, it's like,
oh, wait, on Saturday, people are actually going to come watch me do this. And I don't want it.
Well, you're working at one of our favorite spaces there. I started my career at the Colony Theater some 15, 20 years ago doing a production there. And the Colony Theater is in the heart of Burbank. It's right off of 3rd Street. Everybody goes to IKEA and knows where the Colony Theater is because I think everybody parks over there.
Yeah.
But it's easy to go there. And, I mean, there's lots of food. It's the easiest parking in all of Los Angeles.
So
beautiful park.
So simple.
Yeah.
I parked there on a Saturday afternoon.
Yep.
Fine.
And
you never hear that.
I know, right?
You literally get out of your car,
no valet,
and you
go
in the door.
Yeah, free. That's a good point. Free parking with lots of food nearby. So this show is obviously a fun show. Funny Girl is always a great show to watch because you leave feeling so good about it. Can you tell me a little bit about the rehearsal process and what you guys are doing a little different from other productions?
So we've been in rehearsal for a number of months. We were originally slated to open last weekend, the weekend of the 16th, and it was supposed to be at the Rialto Theater in South Pasadena. Part of what we're doing also is working with a group called Friends of the Rialto, which is a group that's trying to bring back this historic, gorgeous theater that's been sitting there.
Mm.
And so that was always our original goal. We had our set designed for that and our cast prepared for that and our blocking prepared for this giant 1,200-seat theater. And a number of fun bureaucracy kinds of things happened. And we are now at the Colony, which is, I think it's really fascinating because when we originally started Conundrum, one of our ideas was to work with the Colony. We always thought that would be a great idea. And we actually incorporated our nonprofit organization within the limits of Burbank because the Colony offered even better rates to nonprofits based in Burbank.
Wow.
So it was always our intention to work there. But it hadn't worked out before. And the timing was just insanely perfect. And so we are now so fortunate to be a visiting production at the Colony. And now we get a month to perform this show instead of just one weekend. But we had to scrimp. We had to create complete new marketing.
Oh.
We had to redo all of our posters and our postcards, which all have, you know, different dates on them. And, you know, we unfortunately had to lose some cast members because they had other projects they'd already agreed to.
Right.
And so we have been this group of people that is working so hard at the show for 6 weeks longer than they ever intended. We have gone through the trenches together, and it's been really wonderful and very stressful.
But don't you find that's when the best work comes, is when you guys get together to overcome hard times and make things the most amazing you can make them? Because when groups of artists get together to do great things always happen.
It's seriously true. And our set just got built on Tuesday, and I walked into that theater and saw this set, and it was, I can't imagine it could have been any better at all. It is so gorgeous. And I'm so proud of the work that our production team has done, because they didn't even blink. I mean, I'm sure behind the scenes they were going crazy, but to the cast, they were calm and cool, and they kept it together while they were finding new venues, creating brand new scene design, and, you know, working with the lighting designer to completely change the lighting and the sound. And but you guys, this, when you come in and see it, the, you know, not to give too much away, but the version that we're doing is, the show starts with her in the present day, and then it goes back to her,
of course,
her memories of the theater. And really what this show is her trying to reconcile giving up the theater for love, right? So she is looking back on this crazy journey that she's had. We start with her making it in the theater, not with her meeting the love of her life, Nick Arnstein.
Mm-hmm.
So which one is really more important to her, you know? And so we have this set up as a backstage memory musical, and so it's not the big sets, big props, 1960s, big budget Broadway version. It's scaled down, and it is funny. I promise you will laugh a lot, but it's also one of the things people talk about the show. One of the central kind of struggles is that Act 1 and Act 2 don't necessarily work well together. And people find that Act 2 can be slow. It doesn't have all the funny songs really that Act 1 has. But our Act 2, you guys, it is so good, and it's the heart of the show. And I can promise that the audience is not going to walk away thinking that these two acts are disconnected.
You're saying you solved the conundrum. But thank you. I'll be here all week. Oh, I've got one of those too. Hold on. I got one here from
there. There you go.
I've got to get myself together on my soundboard. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking to the beautiful, talented, and really very energetically fun. Thank you so much for being here, Jackie. Jackie Brenneman today, who is working on Funny Girl at the Colony Theater. How can people get tickets for this?
Well, they can go on the internet and find them.
Now the internet.
The internet. You Google it. So I know that their tickets are available at the Colony's website, okay. And you can also find them on, if you like Conundrum on Facebook, we have an event. We have conundrumtheaterco.org. You will also find them there. And so there, you can just Google Funny Girl Conundrum and you will find them.
Tickets start as low as $20. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Amazing.
And I believe there are some on Gold Star.
Ah, very nice. Gold Star, of course, is a great ticket website here that sometimes does discounted tickets
sometimes.
For some of the best shows. Yeah.
I also want to note that our opening night, because we are no longer at the Rialto, we still wanted to honor Friends of the Rialto and this kind of goal to bring this theater back. So our opening night, which now due to the delay, happens to be Fanny Bryce's 125th birthday.
Wow.
Which is, I don't know. I'm not like, I'm like one of those realists and blah, blah, blah. But like this kind of stuff is really getting to me. I'm going to meditate soon.
I'll show you, girl.
I know. So we're, that night, the tickets are $10 more, but all that $10 surcharge is a tax-deductible donation to Friends of the Rialto, and we will be having all people that come opening night are invited to Fanny's birthday party afterward, where the cake and booze.
Cake and booze in
what
that order.
What else do you need?
Fanny would approve.
In fact, she may be there. You never know. The way we've been going
today. Oh, I'm sure
she
will be.
That's a fantastic
thing. And, you know, I have to mention,
the
musical director that is with Conundrum, Ryan Levano, is a wonderful, wonderful, and very passionate music man.
Wow.
That is absolutely correct.
Works very hard.
He has assembled an amazing orchestra. And again, we've had the Rialto has an orchestra pit. Mm, so
right.
We were going to have this 22-piece orchestra. He's had to completely redo it. Now the orchestra is divided between two different sides of there's these two kind of Juliet balconies up there. And they're divided, and he's got a monitor up. And I mean, it is intense. And he is so on top of things, you know.
Of course he is.
It is.
Has his wife had her baby? Their baby?
They're not pregnant.
They're not?
Uh-uh.
Are you serious?
Not that I know of.
Yeah.
Michael, you want to break some news out
Ryan
there?
Ryan and Tony, are you hiding something from me?
Wait a minute. I think, have they had a child?
No.
What?
Who was
no.
it? Poor Delius Kennedy told a terrible story about when he thought if a lady was pregnant, and he said, "What are
oh,
you
God,
doing?"
Oh God, never do that.
Wait a minute, because that's exactly why I'm saying this. Because
this
I have
is
said,
on the air. What? Backtrack, backtrack. That's not why you're saying this. You heard a rumor.
No. I've said it to them. I have.
Well, I've got to be honest. I've hidden my children from people for years, so maybe that's what they're trying to do too.
Oh,
maybe
goodness.
They're waiting to see how they turn out before they introduce them to the public.
Well, she's a lovely lady, his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just they're a young couple. I know that they haven't been married too long. Right?
No. It's been just about a year. They got married last August.
All right.
Wow.
So now this is going to
get an update on that next week. Well, now we can do a to be continued. Bring it back. That's right.
TBD.
TBD,
woo.
That's right.
Yes, indeed.
I want to take a minute here and again say what a pleasure it's been to talk to you both. Renee, do you have a moment to tell us a little bit about where people can go to find out about your philanthropy and some of the work you're doing with developmental disabilities?
Sure. If you go to my website, reneemarino.com, on the homepage there, there's info about it. And if you just Google Share Inc., this, amazing group of women has been around for over 50 years, and I'm actually heading to an event tonight with Share Inc. after I leave here. Yep, there you go, balancing it all out.
That's right.
But yeah, it's just such an incredible organization, and you know, we really have raised so much money for children with disabilities, children who have, you know, been raped, children whose parents just don't have any money to even buy diapers.
Yeah.
So we just do a lot of wonderful work. So I urge you to check it out.
Yeah. I know that as a father of two, that has taken a whole new meaning to me. If we can't protect our children, then honestly, what are we doing on this planet?
Yeah.
So I think that's a great thing you're doing. Ladies, it is time.
Yes, it is.
And now, embarrassing moments.
Michael, they they both just left the studio. They just got up and left. That's so strange.
I think Jackie has to go first.
Jackie, you got something for us?
You guys, any single one of my friends who's listening to this is like, every single thing Jackie does and is an embarrassing moment. I mean, like, when I was like in middle school, I used to do extra credit assignments for fun where I would just bring videos to the class of me rewriting like our history unit. So if we're like, we did, I remember instead of, we were doing studying earthquakes and I did Go, 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 Joseph parody to No, No, No Earthquakes. And I made my whole class watch it and I wondered why I had no friends.
Oh, my goodness.
No, but so we'll stick with a theater embarrassing moment. So we were kind of chatting about this earlier. I have a long history of being accidentally naked on stage.
It's actually how I had my two children.
I did a production of Guys and Dolls once, and I was a very plus-size person at the time, and so all of me was plus-size, which, you know, if you see my hands right now, I'm gesturing at my breast.
Great radio here, ladies and gentlemen.
I was a large 16-year-old, and it was a school matinee production, and I was a hotbox dancer in this particular cast because everything was kind of double cast, and so the costume designer hadn't fully finished the costumes. It was one shoulder dress, so I couldn't wear a bra, and she just safety pinned it. And we're dancing on stage, and we go off stage, and these two girls are crying, and I'm like, "Why are you crying?" Our dresses fell down, and I look down, and my breasts are completely out.
Did you immediately switch to Moulin Rouge?
also, I had to, in that same show, I had to wear kind of a midriff, and when you're 200 pounds, you have to wear a midriff, and you're me, you at least make a joke of
you
it.
You were 200 pounds?
Yeah. So I painted a six pack on myself. That is so really good. Realistic, because like that was the only way I could go on stage like that. It was like I had to make it funny.
Wow.
So when my top fell off, it went all the way to my six pack. So it was like giant breasts in a six pack.
Girl does some sit-ups. Well, Jackie, I got to tell you, that weight loss story is something we need to have you back on to talk about, because you look amazing now.
Yeah. Really. Body for radio, you
Renee,
guys.
Renee, do you have anything even remotely like that, or anything you're willing to share
with
us?
Mine will not stand up to that story.
Well, then you're lucky.
I'm sorry.
We give
she
extra
wins.
Points for nudity here.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, definitely.
What you got for us?
Okay, so years and years ago when I was, you know, competing as a dancer, if my friends from my old dance studio are listening to this, you will get a kick out of this. And we're in South Carolina for a dance competition, and the dance competition's over. We're all excited to go back to the hotel and go swim in the pool. We're on the first floor of this hotel, and we had a balcony, and right below our balcony, you just see all the guests swimming in the lazy river, and it happened to be a very crowded day at the pool that particular day, and our bathing suits were drying on the balcony. So we opened the sliding glass door. My two friends run out, grab their bathing suits, and I'm talking to my dance teacher who's making bagel bites in the oven. Remember those? And I'm running and I'm talking to her, and I'm you know, I'm assuming they left the sliding glass door open, and I'm like, Diane, what'd you say? Boom. Knock myself out because the door was closed.
You went unconscious?
Almost.
Oh, no.
But
like a bird.
The embarrassment, because everyone was right there in the lazy river. All I saw were these two random men hop up on our balcony. They're like, is she okay? Meanwhile, everyone in the lazy river is laughing. I'm bleeding.
Oh, no.
Yes.
They were laughing?
They were laughing.
That's terrible.
And I just couldn't go in the pool for the rest of the day. I was like, you guys go. I'll stay here with ice up my nose.
Isn't it amazing what we can survive?
Yeah. Really? Although I think that the moral of that story is two men jumped a balcony to save
right,
me.
Yeah, that's pretty
impressive. That would not have happened to me. I would take, that was like a great story. Silver lining.
Jackie's stealing that one.
No, but Jackie, I think I literally was so embarrassed. Like, I was on the floor, like, holding my nose, bleeding, and then they jumped up on the balcony, and I was like, what? I ran in the room.
Wrong perspective, man.
I know.
Damsel in distress.
I wasn't meditating then, yeah, so I had to see
right,
that
yeah.
perspective.
There we go.
Our job here on State of the Arts is not only to bring you fantastic moments like that, but also to tell you about great theater going on here in Los Angeles and around the world. And you cannot get any better than either of these two shows, and certainly these two performers who we've enjoyed having here today. The first, of course, is Renee Moreno, who is not Rita Moreno.
No. But I'll take her career.
Every bit is good,
yeah.
And certainly is an enjoyable as a performer. You can see her, Sterling's Upstairs at the Federal, on Monday, November 7th, and it's an 8 p.m. performance. Is that correct?
That's right.
Go to brownpapertickets.com. That's www.brownpapertickets.com. Or you can call 800-838-3006, extension 1. We also were going to tell you about Funny Girl, which is the other show we've been talking about here with the amazing Jackie Brenneman, which is really, Funny Girl is a show that if you go, you're going to leave feeling good, right?
Sure.
I think you can say that about both shows.
You're going to have a time.
That's right. And that's what I like, shows like this, where we're not talking about the downtrodden shows, the angsty shows. We're talking about shows that you're really going to enjoy for the whole family. Where can they find out about Funny Girl, Michael?
You know, they can find out by going to the website of Funny Girl at Conundrum Theater Company. And I'm going to spell this for you. C-O-N-U-N-D-R-U-M-T-H-E-T-R. ECO.com. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that is conundrumtheatercompany.com. So you can get tickets there, and tickets are very reasonably priced, between $20 and $50 on opening night, of course, but that's a VIP reception involved on that higher ticket price, I would assume, right?
Right, yeah.
And you can't have any better experience in a theater in Los Angeles, really, a smaller theater, a mid-sized house. I think the theater is about 271, 279, I think, in seating.
Yeah, I think it's 260, but then there's 10 extra over. Mm, yeah, right. So it's...
Mm-hmm. And the Colony Theater, located at 555 North 3rd Street in Burbank, beautiful downtown Burbank. And it's a lovely space and a lovely night out. And as Andrew said earlier, plenty of places to eat in that complex.
Yeah.
And
really...
Early,
it feels amazing
dinner.
In there.
That's right.
Yeah.
It opens up this weekend, correct?
Saturday night.
The 29th.
Fanny's birthday.
That's right. So if you call 866-811-4111, that's 866-811-4111, you can get tickets there. And the Colony Theater is a great place to go because it really is what we've talked about on the show, a night out where you can get dinner, and you can go see a show, you can have a really good time in Burbank.
And Funny Girl runs through November 20th, so you've got plenty of time to get your tickets, but make sure that you get them soon before you can't possibly get them, because I'm sure that because it's Funny Girl, it'll sell well. Right?
You go see Funny Girl this weekend, and then you go see
it. They're going to hear about that. It's going to be front page, you guys.
Get your tickets now, and obviously we want to thank both of our performers for joining us
today.
Thank you,
Jackie.
Thank you.
Michael, thank you for letting me sit here across from you today.
Thank you, Andrew. Always a pleasure.
Where will I see you next week?
On the radio.
You're listening to State of the Arts with Michael Sterling and Andrew David James, only on LA Talk Radio.